Thank you so much for joining me today here on the broadcast here today. My name is William T. Pearson, as we're live here on podcast networks all over the world. Good morning to Disciplined Lives here. Thank you for joining me today here on the broadcast. I'm happy that you have joined me, and God bless you also for joining me today here on the broadcast here today. Before I get ready to continue on, I just want to give reverence here to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I just want to say good morning to all of you who is with me today. I just want to say from my family to yours, I just want to say good morning to all of you today. Just want to say a couple of things today here. There's people out here who don't want you to be successful in this life. Good morning to Myra 615. Thank you for joining me today here on the broadcast here today. Now, as I was saying this morning, there are people in this world that don't want you to be successful. They don't want you to see the manifestation that God has for your life. I want people to look at it from a different aspect. There's people that see that you are a good person, a good, hardworking person. And all they see right there is dollar signs. All they see is dollar signs. Let me say this, and I'm about to get ready to go to the show today. Don't allow nobody to steal your life. Don't allow nobody to steal your life. Nobody. And when I mean nobody, I mean nobody. Yes. And we will pray for you right before the show is over, sir or ma'am. We will pray for you today. Amen. Amen. We're about to get ready to go into part three of the 4-day series titled Rebuild Your Marriage. Rebuild Your Marriage. And here we go here on the broadcast here today. And here we go. You must be willing to forgive the other person. Psalms 127:1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. You must be willing to forgive the other person. That's the third part today. Let me continue on today. Loving makes you vulnerable. When you give someone your heart, they can break it. A stranger or casual acquaintance could say something that will roll off of you like water off of a duck's back. But when your mate says the same thing to you, it can stir up feelings of anger and resentment. No one stays married to anyone without some forgiveness involved. Think about it. Your relationship with God involves needing, asking for, and receiving forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to say, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. He explained, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6, verses 12 and 14. The word trespass simply means going where you have no right to go. And what we that with each other in marriage. Familiarity breeds concept. When you feel continually taken for granted by your mate, it could build up and explode into an argument. Trespassing includes infidelity, among other things. If you don't practice forgiveness in little things, it makes it much harder to extend and receive grace during the crisis moments. The art of forgiveness, watch this. The art of forgiveness requires letting go of perfection and performance and grasping hold of grace and gratitude. When the Bible says that a man must leave his father and mother, including his culture, background, and family language, and join his wife, developing a new culture, background, and family language, they begin to bond together and become one. They bond together and they become one. But this bonding takes a lot of time and work. Also calls for focusing on good in your mate and forgiving the rest. What a powerful word on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. Now, for those who just came on, the nuggets that I got from this message, here's the third part of today's message, rebuilding your marriage. And the third point of this is you must be willing to forgive the other person. When you give someone your heart, They break it. But let me say this today. No one stays married to anyone without some forgiveness involved. Think about it. Your relationship with God. Let me just say this today. Your relationship with God involves needing, asking for, and receiving his forgiveness. Let me say this also today. You must be willing to forgive the other person. Now, I usually don't talk about my past, but let me say this. Before I got married to my wife in 2015, at the time, I was previously married to my son's mom, and we was married for about 11 years. We was married. Then we got divorced. Then we got divorced in June 28th, 2011. We was divorced. So in that time frame, in those 4 years, no problems, nothing. She put me on child support in that time frame. I paid my child support, took care of my son, made sure that everything was fine. Long story short today here on the broadcast. You must be willing to forgive the other person. So as I was about to get ready to get married for the second time, my ex felt some type of way. My ex-wife felt some type of way about me getting married again. And at that time, she wasn't willing to forgive. But if you're going to rebuild your marriage, you must be willing to forgive the other person. The other person means your ex-wife or your ex-husband or someone. Amen? My second and final point today is, when the Bible says that a man must leave his father and mother, including the culture, background, and family language, and to be joined with his wife, developing a new culture, background, and family language, they begin to bond together and become one. They bond, hallelujah. They bond together and become one. And if you read Matthew 19 and 5, 19 and 5 of the book of Matthew. But this bonding, let me tell you something. This bonding takes a lot of time and work. It also calls for focusing on what's good in your mate and forgiving the rest. Tomorrow, we're going to go into the final part of the four-day series titled Rebuilding Your Marriage. Amen. Amen. It's 7:30 on the head today. And I'm praying right now. I'm praying for healing. Let me show you something here. I'm about to show you something right now. You see this wristband I got right here? Now, I want somebody to tell me, what is that? What is that right there? What is that right there? All I know is it says, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Join Sister Shelly today, 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life as she's continuing on with her monthly series, Standing Ascended. Standing Ascended. Join Sister Shelly today, 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life. Can anybody hear me? Because I do got my AirPod. Can you hear me good? Just say it in the comment box. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? On this broadcast. Can you hear me on this? Just write a comment in the box. Just say yes or no. So, like I said today, we're about to get ready to go into prayer. And we're about to get ready to log off for the day. So, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to raise your right hand right now, as a sign of surrendering. This is called the prayer of repentance. And I want you to say these words today. Lord Jesus, I come to you asking you to forgive me for every sin that I committed, knowing and unknowing. Lord Jesus, you died upon the cross so that we can have everlasting life. So Father, come into my life. Save me, revive me, and restore me, and renew me for your purpose, and renew me for your ways. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. As we're 25 minutes till the top of the hour today. Just want to say to all of you today who is with me today, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're on podcast networks all over the world. Breaker Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, YouTube. We're also live right now on Instagram Live at 7:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is William T. Pearson. I thank you today for joining me here on the broadcast. God bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his everlasting light upon this day today.